Hello, John. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I bring to you tidings from our country and congratulate Ariane Titmus on the gold medal there. We love Katie Ledecky here in the States, but certainly have to give her a lot of credit. It was a great race.
Yeah, tell us about, I guess, you know, how high in the ratings and in the interest across, you know, the American public that race was and just the Olympics are in general at the moment.
I mean, it was one of the great moments, I think, of the Olympics so far. And obviously, Katie Ledecky is probably one of the great athletes we've got in this country, male or female, all time. I mean, she's one of the great swimmers ever. And so we're certainly here in the States following her very closely. And I think right up there with Simone Biles is probably the two great Olympians that we feel most connected to as a country right now. So I think we were watching her very, very carefully. And I think, too, it was great to see how Katie Ledecky and Ariane Titmus, after the race was over, there were some great moments of sportsmanship there between the two of them and speaking about how both of them feel pushed by the other. And that's the essence of the games right there, my friends, to have two of the greats of the world acknowledge the role that each of them plays and bringing out the best in themselves. So that was just a great moment afterward. And I know Katie still has some great swims to go in these games. And that race certainly, I think, was just the best of both. I mean, really, it was, I think, one of their best times from both of them. So it was just pretty cool to watch that race unfold. But certainly one of the great events so far, these games for the U.S. And here as we go through it, I think in our country right now, there's a lot of enthusiasm for the games and maybe a little bit of a tough start for the American basketball team, but still some many, many great games to go.
John, I was going to ask you that before we touch on baseball. I wanted to know what's the criticism been like on the media front in regards to the basketball team?
Well, it's certainly been there, and a couple of things. I mean, obviously, from our perspective, we know a number of our better players have either sort of aged out of this particular group, or maybe they're not going to the games this year. There were some that obviously weren't able to go for COVID reasons, and so I think that from that standpoint, the criticism is maybe a little more muted than it would be if we had all of our best players there. I do know that you go back to the 2004 games. And the way that the American basketball team bowed out of that tournament, where really they didn't seem like they were on the same page. There was a lot of discord with that particular team. I don't see that being the case here. I think that, frankly, as you well know, the world is caught up, I think, with American basketball on the men's side, where it's a much closer competition now. And if you have a team like certainly France did with Rudy Gobert, with how well he has played and the star that he is in the league right now, it's one of those things where I think that loss, while embarrassing on some level, is excusable. And I don't think that there is quite that level of antipathy or really harsh criticism leveled toward the U.S. team, simply because I think a lot of American basketball fans realize that maybe this particular group is not a full representation of the strength of the sport as it exists right now here in the U.S.
Well, the baseball trade deadline ends on Friday, John. Is there any big trades that have happened so far, and are there any big names still on the market?
Yes, we've seen a couple trades already. Nelson Cruz, who is sort of one of the most revered power hitters in American baseball right now, he was traded from the Minnesota Twins to the Tampa Bay Rays at the end of last week, and he is someone that I believe will help take the Tampa Bay Rays from being a very good lineup to possibly a great offensive lineup. That was a very good trade made by Tampa Bay. And then just yesterday, the Pittsburgh Pirates have traded Adam Frazier to the San Diego Padres, and he is someone who is maybe not a power hitter, but a very good complementary contact hitter, who I think is going to make a really big impact on the San Diego Padres. And I would say right now, gentlemen, that a lot of the focus in this country right now is on the Chicago Cubs. They were the World Series champions just 5 years ago, but they now have a lot of players who could get traded very quickly. Craig Kimbrell, a great relief pitcher, and Chris Bryant, a former most valuable player of the National League, could be on his way to a new team, possibly the Dodgers or the Phillies or the Mets, by the end of this week.
What teams have been hot since the All-Star game?
I tell you what, the Houston Astros, a team that have been much maligned here in American baseball circles in recent years, of course, because of the cheating scandal that broke last year, they have actually been now tied for the best record in the American League right now. So I would say the Astros right now looking like the team to beat in the American League side. And then over on the National League side, we have seen the Padres getting a little bit more momentum, although still out west. The San Francisco Giants remain with the best record in all of baseball. They continue to have the top spot in the National League West, in the National League overall. I'm going to watch very carefully to see if the Los Angeles Dodgers can make their move, because they've had players on the injured list here a lot lately. Clayton Kershaw, Mookie Betts. They've missed Corey Seager for a long period of time. So the defending World Series champion Dodgers, guys, they have not really had their full club on the field at any point in time this season, full and healthy. So we'll see how their fitness looks here in the weeks to come.
Now, John, we're getting some text messages in about the NFL. Now, I don't know whether you know a bit about the NFL, but is Aaron Rodgers re-signed with the Green Bay Packers?
Well, it sounds like that is imminently happening here, where according to Adam Schefter of ESPN here in the U.S., that there have been some concessions made by the Green Bay Packers to bring Aaron Rodgers back into the fold. And it's unclear exactly what those concessions are going to be in terms of what his role is or how they'll orient the offense around him. But this has been going on now for weeks. I was actually just in Wisconsin recently, of course, where Green Bay is. And it's still a big topic of discussion there, even as their hometown team, the Milwaukee Bucks, have won the NBA championship. And then the Milwaukee Brewers, the baseball team, they're in first place in their division. But I know that in my travels to Milwaukee, I've been there now twice in the last couple of months, the Aaron Rodgers saga remains a big discussion topic. And I think that part of it, guys, to be honest with you, it relates a little bit to the way that his predecessor's career ended in Green Bay and Brett Favre. It was such a long goodbye. There was a lot of uncertainty about when he was ready to step aside. Then eventually Favre goes on to play for New York, and then eventually the Vikings. And I think there's almost this notion of hanging on to that story about not letting Rodgers get away when he still has some great football left. So clearly Rodgers still believes he can be an elite quarterback at the NFL level for the next couple of years, just as Tom Brady has been doing well into his 40s. And it appears now that Aaron Rodgers is going to remain, reportedly, with the Green Bay Packers.
Love your work, John. Thanks so much, mate.
My pleasure, my friends. We have truly spanned the globe today. I continue to send my very best to the Aussies and the Olympics. I watch Australian athletes now in a much different and more and even friendlier way, because I'm friends with all of you. So it's pretty cool to be able to watch the Olympics through that lens.
Great stuff. Glad you're enjoying it. Thanks so much. John Morosi from the Major League Baseball Network.